Let's continue with our sugya's Kinyan Hakpah. Let's see how it comes into the sugya. Turn Rabbanu Kesev Chazaka Hitzalai Minalai Heilach Kalach Achra Beis Hamerches Shita Yochitzei Sochei Gardei Lubishai In Hilai Ikbiyai Kanai Amrav Shimon Laitei Chazaka Gedei Lamei Hagbah Shagbah Kaina B'chal Makim. We learned, I told you B'derech Hagdama, that Hagbah is kind of everywhere. So if Hagbah is kind of everywhere, Laitei Chazaka Gedei Lamei Hagbah. My karma. Well, what's he disagreeing with the Tanakama? Tanakama said, "Higbiyai, Amar Ravashi, Higbiyai hula Rabbi Kana." The Tanakama holds, "Higbiyai hula Rabbi, your kind out switch kinyan. Higbiyai hula Rabbi, if the evidence might be at the Adain, your kind out kinyan. Looking at Chazaka, right? The Adain, he's picking up the Adain, your kind out kinyan Chazaka." Higbiyai Rabbi Lai Lai Kanai. If the Adain picks up the Eved, the Tanakhama says you're not Kaina. Om Rav Shima Lai Te Chazaka Gedai Lami Hagbah. Shagbah Kaina V'chol Mokai. So Rav Shimon says no. If he picks up the Eved, it's the best Kenyan. Hagbah is the best Kenyan. So Mashiach and Mesirah have limitations. Hagbah has no limitation. It's Kaina V'chol Mokai. Say, so, yes, it's kind of a chamakim, it should be kind of here as well. What's pshat in the Tanakhama? What does the Tanakhama hold? It's not kind of? So the Gemara doesn't answer. Why does the Tanakhama hold? It's not kind of? You pick up an Adda, an Eved, why shouldn't you be kind of the Eved? So I don't know. So far we don't see a Hasbro. Maybe we'll just... What? Where else can you plug that in? That would be our old question. Does Hagbah work by Karka, or does it just, there's no Hechatimtza? There's no Hechatimtza Hagbah by Karka. There's no Atzis Nakov, because you, Mashiach, you can do it in Atzis Nakov. Once you do Hagbah in Atzis Nakov, it's not Atzis Nakov anymore.
You're taking it off from the Karka, now you have it.
Once you pick it up, it's the top. And which one did you pick up?
Well,
you fill the earth as you pick it up. Because as long as you make avir, I said that'll be the shayla. That'll be the question. Is Hagbah not kind of by karka? Is it just that Hagbah is not, there's no echetim? So maybe it is kind of, you know.
How can you ask
a kasha
like that? Because I
don't
know.
I don't think the Gemara means in the Dama Chazak and Hagbah, but what he's telling you is, you're saying if the other picks up the other, he's not kinda. Kash makes a lot of sense. Who's doing
it?
God is picking up the other. It's a Maisa Avdus, you mean?
Yeah,
but it depends what he's picking him up for. When the Eved picks up the Adain, the Adain needs a boost. He's got to go somewhere, so he picks him up.
Is it like a Rose Malus with the Rose Bass?
Which part? Hagbah?
That
may be shot in the Tanakhama. Okay, yes. Oh, so that could be the Hezbollah. All right, let's talk about Hagbah, for how Hagbah works, and then we'll come to it. What is Kinyan Hagbah? So we know, what do we know about Hagbah? We know it's kind of a chalmakim that we learned. And there's a machlaikis, Rashi and Taisis. Rashi holds Hagbah is gimel tfachim. You have to lift it up. Three tfachim high. And Taisis holds you don't need three tfachim. It's enough if you lift it up one tefach. What's the Hezber HaKinyan? What's the Hezber, how it works? So the Sma, Simen Kutzai, the Ches writes that Rashi holds you need Gimel Tfachim. Why should you need Gimel Tfachim? So the Sma says there's a concept of Lavud. Lavud really has nothing to do with Chashim Mishpat. Lavud is a din in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Sukkah that less than three Tfachim, Halacha Moshe Messina, less than three Tfachim is not a Chashiva opening. You have a hole in a wall of a chatzer, of a sukkah, a hole in the wall of a rishus yachid, less than three tefachim, even if you have multiple holes, less than three tefachim is not a shir chashuv. So Rashi Shita is that hakbah has to be gimel tefachim lahaitzi mishir lavud. It's loshen esma, lahaitzi midei lavud. That it has to be more than lavud. Lavud is halach mishabasina, it's not a shir chashuv. So Rashi holds you have to be lahaitzi midei lavud, that's why you have to pick it up three tefachim. All right. Taisa says, who cares about lavud? Taisa says, why does kinyan hakbah? Kinyan hakbah is that I have the chayfitz in my hand. I have it in my rishus. And hayayis that it's in my rishus, so that I'm kaina. It's munach b'shusi. When I take something in my hand, it's munach b'shusi, and that's the kinyan. So why about lavud? Why do I do a lavud? If it's in my rishus, it's in my rishus. What? So according to that, why do you need a tefach for? What's the hesber? Some Taisos has to have some shame hagbar. It's hard to understand. According to Taisos, according to the smart explanation of Taisos, why do you need anything? What? It's an arbitrary number, just to give it a shame hagbar. Should we call hagbar? Maybe tefach means a kosher. Why do you need a kosher? If you mask him, it doesn't need a tefach, so why need a kosher? I put my hand on the floor, it's supposed to be good.
What if you took a millimeter off the ground? You can't
tell him. So maybe it's not Akbar, but it's in his hand. Let's see what the deceiver says, and then we're going to have to come back to understand the smar. The smar says this, which Bashkofri Shaina is easy. Machlaikis Rashi Taisvis, that's a lavud become machlaikis, some concept of lavud, which I don't know what it means, well, why it should have anything to do with it, it does have to, it doesn't have to do. So lavud dikadin, that's the machlaikis of three tefachim, but the etzim din of hakbah is hakbah is a tefach. The Nesivis says, very clara hakdara, he says it's not true, hakbah is not hachnas lo shusay. Not empty. There are two distinct kinyanim. There's one kinyan which we'll call kinyan yad. Kinyan yad is gezeres hakasuv, the Gemara in the first parak in Bava Metzia. If imatzei simatzei biyadai, teaches us kinyan yad. Understand the Gemara? Imatzei simatzei biyadai is kinyan yad. You hear this kind. Chatzairai and gagai and karkir karfifa minayin. How do you know that his kasuv is kinda? There's a double lashon, imatzei simatzei, it's not bechatzei. But yad is like chatzer. Just like, I should say chatzer is like yad, right? We have a din of yad. What's yad? It's my rishus. Whatever's in my hands is in my rishus. Whatever's in my field is in my rishus. Whatever's in my house is in my rishus. Yad is kaina, because it's in my rishus. That's a kinyan yad, and we learn out of gezeres hakasuv. That's yad. There's a different kinyan. There's another kinyan called hakbar. Hagbah means I'm kind of by lifting it up. I'm kind of by picking it up. Hagbah is similar to Mashiach. Mashiach is I pull it laterally. Hagbah is I pick it up vertically. They're two similar but different kinyanim. Hagbah is picking it up, and Chatzah is Mashiach is pushing it aside. Hagbah needs a shear. It's got to have some shear of Hagbah, so the shear is either a tefach or three tefach. But it's a ma'is hakbah. It's not a haval u'shusi. It's not that I'm bringing it to my rishus. It's not the fact that it's in my hand that's kind. It's the fact that it's being picked up. Just like pulling something is kindness, picking it up is kindness. You'll tell me, in Cain, who needs two kinyanim? Every hakbah should work with teres yad anyway. if there's one kinyan called yad, and you don't have to pick it up. You do have to pick it up. So every time I pick something up, I'm kind of a teres yad anyhow. What? Oh, okay. But what he says is that the nafkamina is that kinyan yad is only kind of what's actually in my hand. Most items, if I pick up a gemara, how much of the gemara is in my hand? A small amount is in my hand. The rest of it is by light to the right or to the left. I can only kinda be kinda with kinyan yad that which is in my yad. That's kinyan yad. Because my hand is like a chatzah. The same thing with a chatzar. If I have a backyard and I want to be kind of something with kinyan chatzar, it has to be kulay munach b'seich ha-chatzar. It can't be half in the chatzar, half out. Yes, there was a mashiach, can be half in, half out. But not chatzar. Kinyan chatzar, I'm only kind of what's in my chatzar. What's in my chatzar, I'm kind of. What's sticking out of my chatzar, I'm not kind of. The same thing kinyan yad. What's in my yad, I'm kind of. What's not in my yad, I'm not kind of. Now, I come along, I want to be kind of Gemara. So I have to pick it up. Three tefachim light Rashi, and one tefach light Tosfos. Why do I need to pick it up? I have yad anyway. The teretz is because it's not all in my hand. It's bailet chutz liyadi. It's sticking out. I can't be kind of with yad. So the meilet is a kinyan of hagbah. So there are two basic differences in taich between kinyan yad and kinyan hagbah. Kinyan yad is not a maisa. It's in my hand. It's in my hand. I'm kind of. I don't have to pick it up. Hagbah, I have to do a maisa. I have to pick it up. Secondly, yad is only what's in my hand. What's in my hand, I'm kind of with yad. What's boilet, chutz liyadi, whatever's sticking out, I'm not. So each one has its own dinim, but the two separate kinyanim. Memela, in Lomdis, they're also separate. Kinyan yad is like kinyan chatzah. What's kinyan chatzah? Not how you ask bailus. Kinyan chatzah is, it's in my rishus. That's what kinyan chatzah is. It's in my rishus and it's kind of for me. It's a technical, mechanical kinyan. Something's in my rishus, a kinyan yad. Doesn't work on say Ras Bailus, it works because it's in my rishus, so I'm kind of. Something's in my rishus, I'm kind of. Hagbah, on the other hand, would be similar to Mashiachah. So we clarified what's Mashiachah. But certainly, if Mashiachah is a Ras Bailus, certainly Hagbah is a Ras Bailus. Mashiachah, at least, have to be Mashiachah Lushusi. Yad works anywhere. Yad works even out, even in Shusaram. So how is Yad kind of? So how is how Yad is kind of to my hand, which is my Rishus. How is Hagbah kind of? It's a Rishusaram. It seems that it's kind of because of Heiras Bailus. You pick something up, you show you're the Bailum of that item. You pick something up, you show that you're the Bailum of that thing. And MMA was very good. So we have the Sivis speak such clear words. It's like so posh. I hard to know what the smahel. The Nesivis is klar could be. There's Kinyan Yad, which is a chatzah, which I can be kind of, it's in my hand. And there's Kinyan Hagbah, which is if it's sticking out of my hand, so I can't be kind of with Yad. So then I have to lift it, one tap out, three tefachim. It's a separate Kinyan. Hagbah Mashiach, a similar Kinyan. What do you mean? No, it's protruding. If I have something which sticks out of my hand to the side, so I lift it like this, so my hand is protruding, it's getting lifted also. It's being lifted even though it's not in my hand. Yeah. It's funny, the Nesiva says, if you have a long stick, so if you put it in your hand sideways, you can't be kind of with the hand, it sticks out sideways. But if you stand it up, so it's all in your hand, so you're kind of. What's the difference if it's up or sideways? A chatzah works that way. A chatzah works that whatever's in the chatzah, ad l'rekia, I'm kind of. So the same thing works this way. What? Dalet Amis, what do you mean? You mean if I'm holding it in his bailet chutzah? That's what you mean. Right? If you're holding something and it's sticking out on the side, the question is, who cares if it's in my hand? That should be kind of a Dalet Amis. The answer to that is that Dalet Amis is only kind of in a simta, only in Tzidei Rishus HaRab, where Mashiach also works. Hagbah works, first of all, even in Rishus HaRab and Gavur, even in the middle of the street. And Hagbah works even in the house of the Makna, even in somebody else's house. Mm-hmm. If you're selling something to me and I'm in your store and I do Hagbah, I'm kind of with Hagbah. So Hagbah works. It works that way too. No, Dalet Amis works for Kinyanim also. Yeah, if you mock for something to me, I could be kind of a Dalet Amis. If you take, see, I don't want you to be confused by it. Yesterday I told you that if you take a cow and you do Meshicha and it's halfway in your chatzer, so you say Kibishihibiya Okra Yadav Ragla, you pray. By Meshicha, it's enough, half of it is in my, or part of it is in my Rishus. By Kenya Chatzer, it has to be totally in my Rishus. Why? Pashut. It's Meshicha is kind of out, at least like the Rambam, out Hayra's Bailas. I'm showing it's mine. So if I pull it into my Chatzer, even partially into my Chatzer, I'm showing that it's mine. Kenya Chatzer works, not because I'm showing anything. Kenya Chatzer works, it's in my Chatzer. So it's in my Chatzer, I'm kind. So v'meila. So this is the nesivus is chilik between the two kinyanim. Pshat and the sma, we have to come back to. It's very, very problematic. What's pshat and the sma? Hagbah works. Al tachnosel or shusai. It's not a good explanation why it works with shusar avin, but it's missing in a number of problems with the sma. We'll come back to the sma in a minute. In Siman Reish Samaches is another Nesivus. There, the discussion is about a Marit. The Marit says that Yodai Shal Adam is Kainalai Shalai Midaita. There's a rule, all Kinyanim need Das. No Kinyan can work without Das, except I can be kind of something without Das. Chatzer Shel Adam is kind of loy shloy midaita. If something, a hefka thing blows into my house, if it's a chatzer mishtameres, something blows into the window of my house, my house is kind of. Chatzer Shel Adam is kind of loy shloy midaita. But aside from chatzer, everything else needs Das. What about Yad? It's a very rare case that you have something in your hand and you don't know about it. Usually people have something in their hand they know. But you can have a half a timtzer. What? Hey? Someone's sleeping, someone put something in his hand. I have to be chotam mishtameres. Not sure that technically he probably has a din of chotam mishtameres. But if somebody has something in his hand, he's not aware of it. There's a bag out in the street, he thinks it's garbage, so he picks it up to throw it away. And in the bag, there's a bracelet, there's a piece of jewelry. Someone else notices it afterward. They notice there's a piece of jewelry in there. So even though when he picked it up, he didn't know he was picking it up. But Kinyan Yad, there's up to Marit, Kinyan Yad works Shalai Midaita, because Yad and Chatzah have the same rules. Just like Chatzah works Shalai Midaita, the same thing, Yad works Shalai Midaita. As I state in the Marit. Frak the Ketzais, listen to Ketzais' Kanasha. You have to remember, the Ketzais is asking this. Ketzais asks, what do you mean Yad and Chatzar are the same? Yad and Chatzar are the same, you find something in the Chatzar, it works by Yad. They're different. Yad, we see, needs three Tvachim. And Chatzar doesn't need three Tvachim. But one Tvach like Tzais. Chatzah doesn't need a test, doesn't need it to be picked up. So Frektik Tzais, what's going on with this Marit? Marit is saying that Yad and Chatzah go with the same rules. So I find the rule by Chatzah, Kav Shlomi Daitai. So presto, Yad also Kav Shlomi Daitai. Well, how can you compare the two? Yad needs Agbaz Gimel Tfachim. And Chatzah doesn't need Agbaz Gimel Tfachim. So the Tzais says he doesn't understand the Marit. Any arguments? What's a teretz? What's a teretz? What? Why three tefachim? What's the objection? If it's a same kasha, chatzah doesn't need one tefach, and the yad does need one tefach. Right? What's a teretz? I'm going to see this. I don't know what the. Yad doesn't need three tefachim, it doesn't need one tefach. Right, the Ketzais says that Yad needs three tefachim or one tefach. So the Sivis, what are you talking about? Yad doesn't need any tefachim. Hakbah needs either one tefach or three tefachim. But what are you talking about? A Kenyan Yeah, it doesn't need any tefachim. What was the place talking about? I told you, the Sivis is very clear. The Sivis is very clear. There's Yad and there's Agvah. So Yad does not need any type of picking up. Kinyan Yad is a Mechatzer. Agvah is a separate Kinyan. Agvah needs. The Marif wasn't talking about Agvah. Marif was talking about Yad. He said, if something is in my hand, Shalai mi daiti, it's kindness. I pick up something in the street. There's a bracelet. If the bracelet is in my hand, I'm kindness. It was protruding, so I'm not kindness. But the Nesivis is very, very clear. Again, the problem is, what's with the Ketzais? What's going on? The Ketzais, it seems. What? The Ketzais apparently holds like the Sma. But what's the Pshat and the Ketzais and the Sma? What do they understand? They understand that it's all one. That Yad and Agvah is one and the same. Yad and Agvah is one and the same. And when the Gemara says Yikarim B'Yad, it means Yad. And Tzachnas Lo Shusai, and that's Agvah. That's what the Sma seems to understand. We had one case of Agvah which doesn't make sense like the Sma. The Sma is saying, the Sivis, like I said, is clear. Sma is saying that Agvah and Yad is really the same Kenyan. It's Achnos Lo Shusai, Agvah is also Lo Shusai. Why do you have to lift it? Okay, we'll find out Hezbollah why you have to lift it, but that's Agvah. Which case of Agvah is fair? Huh? Pill. Agvah, the pill, we had from Tosis later. How do you pick up an elephant? So the way you do a kinyan agvah on an elephant, Taisa said, is you hold chavilos meiris very high, and you cause the elephant to jump up to get it. That's a kinyan agvah. Or the fish, the Taisa's fish, right? I put out bait, and the fish and the magbia themselves to come towards it. That's a kinyan agvah. Playing the Stevens is no problem. Hagbah is Hagbah, Yad is Yad, one thing has nothing to do with the other. But like the Sma says that Kinyan Hagbah is Achnos Lushusi, because my hand is my Rishus. He says, Kinyan Hagbah is Achnos Lushusi, my hand is my Rishus. That's very good when I do Hagbah with my hand. My hand is my Rishus. But when I hold this something and make an elephant jump, it's not jumping and landing in my hand. It's nicker. But it's not coming into my shoes. It's nicker. I run as bad as it may be. But the Sma is saying that there's only one Kinyan Hagvah, that is Hachnas Lushusi. Because my hand is my Rishus. So that's good if I take it in my hand. Or maybe I take it on my back. But if I cause it to jump by putting out bait and making the fish jump or come up, or by putting out chavilei zmeiris and making the elephant jump up, what kind of hagbah? What kind of hachnas lushusi is it?
You're taking it out of the previous rishus.
I'm taking it out of the previous rishus. How am I taking it out of previous rishus? I'm not moving it from one rishus to another at all. An elephant jumps and lands where it started.
Place.
Why is it in a new place? Why is the elephant jumps up and it lands where it started? I can't imagine an elephant jumping. But could an elephant jump? So when it jumped, the air is a different rishus.
No, because the
Avi
the
Chatzis like the Chatzis.
You holding doesn't come to
Yad. By holding what?
Whatever you're holding, try to get the elephant to jump.
Whatever I'm holding a bundle of somebody, I'm holding a bundle of vines. I want a bundle of vines. I'm holding. I can be kind of a bundle of vines. But how am I kind of the elephant?
Doesn't the classes of Yad and Agua say
it doesn't have to be Dafki Yad, but he says it works because it's a Hachnas Lo Shusi, because it's a physical entering into my property, into my Rishos. So when I enter it into my hand or into my field or on my back or even in my mouth, I can understand it's Achnas Lushusi. But the pill jumping, if it was in my chutzah before it jumped, I don't need it to jump. Elamai, I'm doing Hagbah. It's Rishus Sarabim or Rishus Naknin.
But by making the offering to be lifted, that's your Rishus. The Rishus in the ground is not your Rishus, but by lifting it in any way, it would be your Rishus.
Where do the words fit that it's my Rishus? Where is my Rishus that this is now in my Rishus? Chavila's Myris? But it's not landing on the Chavila's Myris.
He's
shooting for it.
So that's what the Don't is Rishus.
You have to realize that you're kind of bagbah even if the elephant doesn't get the chavilah's mitzvah. As long as it jumps for it. I don't understand if it got it, what would be the difference? But the point is that the chavilah's mitzvah. Could be it does, could be it doesn't. Depends how good a jumper it is. I'm cutting either way. I have to cause it to jump. Right by the fish in the bay, the case is that the fish started coming towards my bay, coming up to my if you learn Tayra's Bailas, I could understand. It's still a chidush. But okay, Ross Bailas, who makes a jump? All right, an elephant. But then I can understand. But Hiraz Bailus makes sense like Nasivis. Like Nasivis, this Kinyan Yad, which is my Chatzar, and this Kinyan Akba, which is Hiraz Bailus. I have no Nasivis, like I said, it's very Chloridi Burim. According to the Sma, and apparently the Kitsais, Kitsais doesn't explain, the Sma explains. There's Dachdasla Shusi, that's why it works even Rishus Arabim. So I don't understand. I understand when you use my hand, it's achnas l'shusi. But when I don't use my hand, I don't understand what achnas l'shusi you're talking about.
Why is this l'shusi?
By pill. That's my question.
Why isn't this?
Why isn't it? Because the pill is in you. I want to buy an elephant. I go to the elephant salesman, and I want to buy your elephant. He says, good, make a Kenyan. It's in the salesman's rishus. It's in the seller's rishus. So I pick up this myris, the jobs, presto. Well, what became a my? Where is it? Bershusi. Where is it in my rishus? Under my control. So the mishicha doesn't work. The Sma is trying to explain why if I go into your rishus, mishicha doesn't work, and Hagbah does work. So Mashiach doesn't work, it's not a Marishus. Hagbah works, it is Marishus. But how is that Achnas L'Shusi?
You're
causing it to move. So it's the same as Mashiach. Just Mashiach is this way, and Hagbah is that way. Mashiach doesn't work in the other person's Rishus. If I can't do Hagbah, I don't do Hagbah. I have to tell you what's in the Chayiv. If you can't do Hagbah on an elephant, so don't do Hagbah on an elephant.
You put something there.
I'm picking it up, and if it's in my hand, I can understand for Shusi. That's right, because I don't have to take it out of its Rishus. As long as it's in my hand, the other should have
jumped up.
That's very good. So why? How is that a king of
bone?
How is that a
Shusi? Same thing with the boat. You're making a move.
But the boat, I'm only kind of I pull the boat into my Rishus. Not if I do it in your Rishus.
That's by a boat. It's your action that has to make it move. But over here, you're making a move a little bit. It moves the mashu. With which kinyan
am I kind of? With Haros Bailas or with Achnas L'Shusi? But how is that L'Shusi if I don't have any Rishus here? I have no Rishus here. It's not my Rishus. My hand, I have all my Rishus. This is my Rishus. The palm of my hand is my Rishus. It doesn't matter. If I'm in your Rishus and I have something in my hand, you have no right to take it from here. My hand is my Rishus. I can be kind of with my hand. If I could fit the elephant all to my hand. But remember, whatever sticks out the side of the hand, I'm not kind of. Only what's under, what's in the hand. What's in the hand, there's no hesitance really by an elephant to put it all in my hand. But leave to our court. If I want to be kind of a spider and I fill in my hand, then I have no problem. I'm kind of. Right. What I'm saying, if I want to be kind of a stick and I put it in my hand, I lift it up. So the Sma may hold. The Sma may disagree with the Sivis. The Sivis says if it's violet, it's no good. So maybe the Sma holds if it's violet, it's also good. Fine. It's all considered my hand. No, my hand is very sure. It has to work. Fine. In the elephant case. See, as long as I'm doing a Hagbah, where part of it is in my hand, I have no problem. When I'm doing a hagbah and no part of it is in my hand, zero part, then I don't see how special. It's not in my hand, it's not in my house, it's not in my yard, it's not in my field. What Pashusi? Where's the word Pashusi? Missing of the word Pashusi. I don't know. I had marked down in my notes that the Dvar Avram in the Tshuva is the Kasha on the Sma, says the Teretz. The Dvar Avram was not in the shelf, at least not Chelek Aleph. So I don't have a Teretz right now. I can't think of a possible way out for the Sma, unless you say the Sma is Lav Dafka, you start with the Lav Dafka business. But the Sma says very few words. He just says it's Pashusi, and that's why it works. I don't understand. Why buy a pill? Why it works? Like the words of the Sma, I don't understand. And like the Ksais doesn't explain. The Ksais also holds that Yad and Hagbah is one. We have to find the Ksais somewhere to explain it. Somebody else like that.
The Ksais can't hold
other
shulim. That's the case in the fish.
The Ksais.
He says you're.
Yeah, he has the case of the fish or the case of the pill.
And he
said that's Hagbah.
Right.
So he must learn Hagbah somehow. See, Hagbah is not the problem. The problem is how did Tzai learn Yad? Tzai says, Yad needs Gimel Tfachim or Chal Tefach. What do you mean Yad? Why does he, how did he learn Yad? I don't know. There's a third place that the Sivis talks about this, and that's in Hilchus Gittin. In Hilchus Gittin, Sivin Kuflam Etes Iftes Vav. It says that when the man puts the get in the wife's house, in the wife's hand, the man is giving a get to his wife. We're assuming the wife has to be kind of the get. I spoke out the Avnei Melum, who says it's enough in the Sina, you know, in the Kenya. We're assuming they have to be kind of the get. The man is giving the get to his wife. So the Ramah says she should stick out a hand and hold it more than 3 tefachim off the ground when she receives the get. She should hold it more than 3 tefachim off the ground. So the question is, why does she have to hold it more than 3 tefachim off the ground? Okay, but getting, you want to be Yitzhak Rashi Shita, you need 3 tefachim. But she's kind of with Yad. If you're kind of with Kenyan Yad, what's the difference how high it is? So if you see this, the reason you need it is because if it's bailut chutzah, if it's bailut, the get may not fit in the palm of a hand. The get is a star. The star with 12 lines written on it. So it's going to be bailut. So since it's bailut, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says you should hold it 3 tefachim off the ground. And when you hold it 3 tefachim off the ground, you'd be kind of with Kenyan Hagbah. Okay, that's good. 1 second. You'll be kind of a Kenyan Hagbah. And the Mela, it's a good get. As I state in the Nesivis. So in this Nesivis, there are actually 3 chiddush. 1 chiddush that the Nesivis says is that Kenyan Hagbah works by a get. Which I don't know if anybody argues with. Kinyan Akbar works by a get. You don't need Dafke Kinyan Yad. You can do Kinyan Akbar, and that's Kavanas Harama. That's 1 chiddush. The 2nd chiddush of this Nesivus is there's a Rebbe Kiva Egan who's in the Sopik, when you give a get, if the whole get has to be in the woman's hand, or if it could be bailut. Rebbe Kiva Egan brings a Yerushalmi, which is Mashman, has to be all in the hand. Rabbi Kiva Egan writes that it's toiv lahachnir to put it all in the hand of the isha, because it should be folded in such a way that it all fits in her palm. That's what Rabbi Kiva Egan writes. But he himself says the minig is not that way. The minig is that to let it stick out. And he seems to be misupik. Maybe it's kedai shemay lohitzi laz on the other kitten, not to them on this chumra. He's misupik, because the Yerushalmi's mashman has to be all in your hand. The Nesivus is saying, it depends. If you're kind of with Kenyan Yad, it has to be all in your hand. And it's emes, what says in Yerushalmi. Let's say you didn't pick it up. You just put your hand on the table, and she puts it in the hand, and he puts it in the hand. If you're kind of with Kenyan Yad, that's Yerushalmi. It shouldn't be violent. The Minik HaOlam, is that it could be violet wine, because we make sure the woman's hand is more than three tefachim off the ground, and her yais is more than three tefachim off the ground. You're kind of with kinyan hakva, and with kinyan hakva, it could be violet. So there's no problem of halacha l'maisa with a get being violet. There's no problem. This is the second chiddush of the nesivus. Again, the first chiddush that kinyan hakva works by get. The second chiddush that even though Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a chumrah chibuy in your hand, he says you don't need that chumrah. Calls a man that it's gimel tefachim off the ground. And the third, which is really the main chiddush, is that we normally understand hakbah means I have to lift it three tefachim. This nesivus appears to hold. Seems he holds. You don't have to lift it gimel tefachim. It's enough if your hand is already three tefachim off the ground and something's put into it, and you are now holding it. If you wouldn't be holding it, would it fall? You're holding it three tefachim off the ground or off the table. That's also hakbah. It's also Agba. Slavud, light Rashi, out Slavud. You certainly should have to be three tefachim off. The chiddush is that I don't have to lift it more.
Why? If it's off the ground, I have to stretch my hand out, so it's not off the ground. It's high up already.
It's high up already, so there's no reason I should need it to be lifted. You mean? But Tavulah, what about the Tavus Taisis that I need Agba's tefach? Agba's tefach. Teres Nesivis holds does it Agba. Hagbah means I'm holding it up. So it's I lifted it up or I'm holding it up.
Doesn't
Hagbah
need a
ma'aseh? Hagbah needs a ma'aseh. The Lashon, this is all the Nesivis. Nesivis has a sefer, Torah's Gittin, and Hilchus Gittin, and Kuflan and Tess, Tesvav. This third chiddush of the Nesivis is a big chiddush. But you don't have to lift it, it's enough that it's up. In Rashi, it's taken not such a big chiddush. In the Gimel Tefachim, it's the Chara Pashim, as long as it's not leveled. So, if I lift in one tefach, even my Rashi should be enough, as long as it's not leveled to the ground, as long as I started high up off the ground. But I don't even need to pick it up a tefach, it's a chiddush. See, if it says the chiddush, I have any cash on it, it's a chiddush. Yes? By Mashiach we said it's a Ma'aseh Kenyan. So L'chaira HaKpah is also a Ma'aseh Kenyan.
You need
a Ma'aseh Kenyan. Whereas Nesivus holds that's called a Ma'aseh, preventing it from falling is called a Ma'aseh. I will tell you, this Nesivus sounds like it's very klar, but it's not like the Sma. It's not like the Ketzais. Now it's not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. So like it's a nice Nesivus, but Lamai La Alocha. So first of all, there's a Hamakna on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph. First Hamakna Chav Vav, which says word for word the same as Nesivus, except for this last Chiddush. This last Chiddush, he says you need a Maisa picking it up. See some of the words, it's not enough to hold it up, you need a Maisa picking it up. This last Nekuda, this last Chiddush, he seems to disagree with. Furthermore, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Shin Samach Vav, Mishnah Berurah Nun Aleph, there's a Hilchos Erev, it talks about how you kind an Erev. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha that's next to it brings the Nesivus. It's a klar that he brings. It's very geschmack if you learn all this to read a Mishnah Berurah. He says Nesivus b'simukos tadiches says this kinyan yad and this kinyan hakbah. So if you take the Erev and it's not sticking out of your hand, it's all in your hand, say so use a bilkula for an Erev. You put it all in your hand, you don't have to pick it up. He says if you spoil it the size of your hand, he says then you do pick it up. Very klar words that in this case you do pick it up, in this case you don't pick it up. So and there the Mishnah Berurah says the Seirish, you need a Maisa Hakbar. His language seems to go out of his way to say that you have to pick it up, it's not enough to hold it up, you have to pick it up. So it seems that this whole Nesivus is very clear, except the last Nekuda where he says enough, you're holding it up, you have to pick it up. That last Nekuda, it's a Mashmois of the Nesivus, and it seems to be like a new chiddush. But beyond that, it's not a new chiddush. So you go, take a kinyan. I have a problem with all this. When what? Right, so the Sidus brings a raya Agbar works. That's how he starts. The Sidus says, there's nothing to be other, what about Agbar? So this raya is not Agbar. If you want to see the Nesivis, you can even look in Teres Gittin, or you can look in the Pisei Tshuva on Kuflam Etes, Sif Tezvav, just Tshuva's Dalit. He brings both the Nesivis, the Sefer Teres Gittin, which is the Nesivis, and the Rebbe Akiva Eger. It's all there in our Ebenezer, Simon Kuflamites, Pesle Chuvadal. Now, just to talk about Maisa, Sukkos. So people have this Gumra that they take the other person's Lulav of an Asterisk. Right? People have a Hidr, I'm nervous about my Lulav of an Asterisk, so as a Hidr, I take shake the first day is their Isa, I'm going to shake your Lulav of an Asterisk. So you give me the Lulav of an Asterisk. Anybody ever did this? How are you kinyan? Which kinyan? Agbo. Are people makpid when they take it to lift it up? The tap up is fucking. Five was not. You don't see this. What? Of kinyan? Kinyan yad. It's kinyan yad, but it is boilet, isn't it? I mean, if you'll say that the sma holds that a Kenyan Agbah works. No, but then you have to pick it up. You have to pick it up. You can't have it both ways. If you hold this Yad and Agbah, then there's both. If you hold this only one, Tosh says you have to pick it up. The Tefach of Tzvitzvah. What? In? By where? Katsu Kiyah Chatzir. Well, I'm a shul in that kind of game. But I've kind of Kiyah Chatzir in my hand. That's if it all fits in the palm of my hand. Wait, if I hold it like this, you don't hold like, you hold like this. If I hold like this, the part that's going through the middle of my hand is also, can you, I have no problem, I can pick it up. That is what people do. I have no problem, I can pick it up at Tefa, I can pick it up at Sweet Spot. Most people just take the Lulav and Asterisk and they shake it around. They don't, it could be what they do, and they're doing. And that, I don't know, if I hold it like this, so this is also in the palm of my hand, the whole kavaya. Yeah. I don't know. Not sure. I'm not sure about the middle of my hand. What? What about? Don't worry about the whole thing. When? It's all in my hand? When I hold it like this, it's all in my hand? And about that dasam, that radish that's sticking out sideways? As long as? It has to be over the top of my hand. So it shouldn't be by the more. By the more is no good. So be careful, it should be over the top of your hand. What? I saw a grad in the Matzah Ephraim. He's a Pirish in the Bada Matzah Ephraim. He's Matzmiya on the Minig Ayla. So when he takes a little of an Esrig, then I'm Matzmiya. The only thing is a hitter, so at least be kind. Shvilachem. People have to go. Masira. One minute, one minute. Masira. To work with Teres Kinyan Masira. If you hold Masira, works. Masira. If the owner hands it to me, well, you don't need the yad liyad. All I need to do is to take it. He has to tell me like, he says, take it. That's like, plays with me. Maybe it works for Masira. One second, we'll get to the chasna in a minute. Masira works for small town. Maybe it works. So maybe it works to say Kinyan Masira. Even though you don't have das for Kinyan Masira, you have das. Which das do you have? Which Kinyan? Most people are not thinking. They're just taking that Kinyan Yad. They have a das Kinyan Yad. But it works in Masira, Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shayna Mayo. Okay. What happens when you give a chasm? At a chasm, you give a chasm the pen, you should require himself so he comes to lift it. Why does he have to lift it? So it doesn't fit in his palm. If it all fits in his palm, So you don't have to lift it. What? Stand it up in his hand. It's also good. I don't have to lift it. Actually, for the pictures, the photographer always wants that they should do it. But Nachinami, if you put it in the palm of his hand, you don't have to lift it. All right, so what we learned... so I want to get back to the Gemara. If you, again, what we learned now is the Geder of Kinyan Hagbara. L'chaira, we're going to go with the Nesivis. What I'm trying to say is that the Nesivis seems to be the Ikkel HaMaisa. Mishnah Berurah passes that way. The Hamakdash says it on his own. The Smad seems to be clearly the opposite. The Ketzais, we don't know. The Ketzais said something. He asked the Kasha. So we don't know. We don't know how the Ketzais learned. The Marit is also like the Nesivis, right? The Marit said, it's kind of Shlomi Daita. Ketzais is the Kasha. The Nesivis answered the Marit. So the Nesivis is not a Daita. Also, it was on the... The Sivis is the Ikala Halacha. And two Kinyanim, Kinyan Hagba. When you go to a Rav and you do a Kinyan, you're starting the Chametz or your Bayek Suba, he gives you a handkerchief. Do you have to put the whole handkerchief in your hand? It does Kiyachalim. You have to be kind of the handkerchief. It's a Kinyan, either Yad or Hagba. So if you pick it up, it doesn't have to be all in your hand. It could be sticking out. Because Kinyan Hagba could be sticking out. If you're on the Kinyan, it has to be on your hand. You pick it up. What? Who said? Well, you have to be kind of the handkerchief in order to be the whole handkerchief. Okay, you want to be kind of Kimala Kimala. All right, the amount of the handkerchief, that if it's enough of it in your hand. Okay, to be kind of. Oh, Maksa Shekel, why did I pick it up? Maksa Shekel, if it's in the palm of your hand, you don't have to pick it up. So it's in your hand. Okay, no. Right. What? Maybe for the smart. For the smart. Alright, so this is Kinyan Hagbara. Just to get back to our Gemara. We have to put what? If it's violent, it's a problem. Whatever's violent, that part I'm not going to with you. No. I'm not fighting this morning. The Lamaisa, what do we walk away with? Based on the Nesivis, there are two Kinyanim. We started this whole discussion the other day. There are two types of Kinyanim. There's Kinyanim, which is Achnas Moshusai, there's Kinyanim, which is Heros Bailis. What is Hagbar? So we have now Yad is Hachnas Lo Shusai, Hagbar is Heros Bailis. You have a choice. In our Gemara, we're talking about picking up an Eved. The Chachanim hold, if you pick up an Eved, you're not Kainer. It's not talking with Kinyan Yad, you can't fit the whole Eved in your hand, the palm of your hand. We're talking Kinyan Hagbar. It may be the Pshat the Chachanim is that picking up a human being, a grown human being, is not a Ras Bailus. It's not the Derech to pick up. Tosis is going to say later that to pick up a goat, it can be kind of goats without bar. People pick up goats, but you pick up a cow, if you lift up a cow, that's not a king, it's not the Derech HaBailus. The way to do it a cow is to pull it, not to pick it up. So the Chachamim hold, an Eved, the Derech of an Eved, is you don't pick up Avadim. Either you call the Eved, or you pull the Eved. One or the other. You call the Eved, you pull the Eved. Either one is kind of. But picking up an Eved, why is it not kind of? Because it's not the Derech to pick up grown human beings. That's not the Derech Bailus. Not Heros Bailus. Doesn't show Bailus, you know. You go to the store, you buy your milk, you pick it up. You go to the store, you buy an Eved, you don't pick it up. You have the Eved follow you. If Shimon disagrees with that, Shimon's gather for us Bailus might be different. He's asking, if Chazak is good enough, why should Hagbar be Hagbar's kind of a Hamakim? So why should Hagbar be less of a Kenyan? So we're trying to answer that question. Trying to answer, why is it less? It's not a Ras Bailus. Can you say that you have a printer on the side? Who do you have on the side? Can you listen to that? I'm most surprised. Lekutei Rashi, right? So he has a Lekutei Rashi that says this Lekutei. It's not the Derech HaBailus. What? Picking it up. So is that the Derech to pick up? No, it's not a Ras Bailus. It's an unusual thing. We need a Hezbollah. Why is he doing it? You're saying something
that
it shows more if the reason it's not normal is the Safadim don't like it, I'm forcing it to do it, then it would be more. But it's not because the Safadim don't like it, it's because the Adam doesn't like it. I have to pick you up to get you to go somewhere in my Adam. I was silent as I bring you a raya this way from places later. It's actually my place is about like places, but the place is such a spot. Alright. Okay, so that's Kinyan Akbar. Yitzhak Shem, tomorrow we'll finish. We'll get down to the strange mice on the bottom of the oven. But there's a Beis HaLevi on the next Gemara. It's short, it's not a long piece. Beis HaLevi Chelek Gimel, Simen Zayin.